Blog Talk Radio.
My, we just want to welcome you to Black Power Radio, and we're actually giving you more of what you listen to Black Power Radio for. So, I mean, let's just check out, man. I'm Washington, D.C. at this moment. So, don't we get around what a difference a day makes. We got so much love for you right here at Black Power Radio, and we hope that you'll buckle your seatbelts and stick and stay, and don't you dare go away. We're here at Black Power Radio, giving you more of what you listen to radio for. We're in a beautiful city tonight in Washington, D.C., and we're coming here from Memphis. We've been in here from Arkansas and from Dallas, Texas, and around the globe. And right now, we're right here rocking us some Black Power Radio show and giving you more of what you actually listen to radio for. My, my, my. We're going to talk some more of this legislation tonight, but we have our National Chief of Staff, Comrade Brother Israel, was brought to the side, laid and died and laid to the side by some Roxborough police. And they have not yet attempted to even play the game fair. They have always waited until they could isolate Israel and move in on him. From day one, they have done the same pattern. And we're about changing the dynamics and confronting them one-on-one. This wooden tooth sheriff, David, and the rest of his gangsters in Roxboro, North Carolina. Well, we're not taking no smacking no stuff off of these guys. I'm telling you now, we're going to confront them one-on-one, and bring your dog and your gun, bring your guard and your gun, whatever you need to bring with you to confront these bastards for picking on Panthers in that region. And they have hit our chairman in the face while handcuffed, and now they've made an unnecessary and illegal arrest. It's unofficial what they're doing towards us as Black Panthers, as regular citizens, as Black people in Person County, North Carolina. We come to check the opposition. We're taking a hard line position against the opposition. And we've got ways of working this in our favor at this hour. And I'm going to let Marvin Gaye tell you. Radio is a new phenomenon in the minds of many, but yet we've been here there about 20 years pushing the proper radio for the establishment of we the people. And we are at the concept for reparations. We're at the concept for the proper retaliation for the mistreatment of the so-called American Negro. And these people have done whatever they wanted to do with us in the past. And now it's up to us in this hour for our generation to produce the type of resistance, right, the conscious objectivity to go against the constraints, the confines, the restrictions of a corrupted U.S. government it's counties, it's mounties, it's state, federal, are all corrupt degenerates that have gotten in power, and now we're ready to go ahead and take our power from a no-good, low-down, and filthy opposition at this hour. We want to bring y'all live tonight. We're up here fighting for our brother, Chairman John, who was smacked in the eyeball while handcuffed by some white officers out in Roxboro, North Carolina. Our National Chief of Staff has been many times harassed and arrested by the Roxboro County Police. He goes all over the country, all around the world, every way he needs to go. But the only place in the universe that he has any real problems is in Roxboro, North Carolina. We want to expose them as the true devils that they are. And we want to bring our National Minister of Justice. She's going to give us some insightfulness on just how to deal with this type of opposition and resistance at this time. So we're going to bring up Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay to talk a little bit about Person County, a little bit about reparations, a little bit about legislation, and being the best legislators at this hour. Welcome to Black Power Radio and Power to We the People and Black Power.
Power to the people, power to the people, power to my people. Oh, Black family, they done did it today. Yes, sir, they done did it today. National Chairman, as our National Chairman already mentioned, they done got our boy. Our Chief of Staff, Azrael, was just minding his business, just as most of us do, attending and supporting our comrade John Carrington for a mishap that happened back in March. So we have already discussed that on the show, where Roxboro police decided to use our dear brother Carrington as a personal punching bag and decided to punch him while he was handcuffed. Well, that wasn't enough, Black family. That wasn't enough. So today, upon the hearing, our Chief of Staff, comrade Azrael LeBeau, and a couple other supporters went to support our brother Carrington at the courthouse, in which two officers, and get this, folks, we can't make this up. You have an officer Lynch. Yes, we got another Lynch boy. Officer Lynch and Tony Dixon. They approached our brother while he's standing there and asked them, first and foremost, do you have a recording device on you? Now, let me tell you a little something about this, Black family. Anytime anyone approaches you and asking them, are they being recorded? 9 times out of 10, they ain't doing something right. Am I right, National Chairman?
That's exactly and precisely right, National Minister of Justice. Exactly right. And they know they were doing something.
So when you ask someone, am I being recorded? Covert. They want everything to make sure it's not out there. But nonetheless, our Chief of Staff was not recording. But they felt that that wasn't enough because, you know, sometimes we Panthers just seem to look intimidating. So they decided to jump up and call him by a different name. However the case, he ended up resisting arrest was the charge. Why? Because he did not want to answer any of their questions. How dare a Black man be defiant and not answer questions that these race soldiers impose on us? So upon that, they decide to lock him up. But what they did was expose themselves as the racist white supremacists that they have been toting since the days of 1850, the days of Abraham Lincoln. Yes, that Emancipation Proclamation means absolutely nothing to how we're being treated today, Black people. This is how we're going to do this like here. We're going to give a special shout out to some of these race soldiers who's involved in this political theater here. So first and foremost, we're going to highlight a Mr. David Hess. That's right, Chief of Police Roxboro David Hess. He's the culprit, and I think they graduated from the same school of racism as Chuck Wrongright in Spartanburg, South Carolina. I think they get a special degree for those once and for all. So David Hess, as we contacted him, asked, why did you arrest our comrade, Azrael LeBeau, for minding his business and being an attendant in the courthouse? His response was, well, We don't have any specific reason. He just had charges from before. Now, let me explain to you some charges from before, black family. Anytime they want to criminalize a black man, they are able to draft a criminal record without you committing a crime. I don't know if you're aware of this, but that's how corrupt this government is. Now, based on that and wrong identity, they just didn't like a strong black man standing there and giving them some lip. So apparently that's against the law. So we contacted Mr. Roy Cooper, next on that list. That's right, Governor Roy Crackass Cooper. He's the governor of North Carolina. That's right, the son of a Klansman. Absolutely, he sure is. And it wasn't him, Roy Cooper, per se, that answered that line. It was his field mammy, Jaquita Rasko. That's right. Her name is Jaquita Rasko. Now, can you guess, listening audience, what race does Jaquita Rasko sound like she's from, National Chairman?
She's from the old ex-American Negro tribe.
Okay. Putting it lightly, indeed. You are correct on that, sir. Unfortunately, she one of our black-faced sisters out here, perpetrating and dancing. She definitely is the house Negro. Excuse me, she ain't no field Negro. She's protecting Massa. Because we had a great conversation this morning as to why the city of Roxborough continues to perpetrate their racist ideologies upon their person without Governor Roy Cooper getting involved. Well, her request, she was so offended, black family. You remember when Charlemagne the God asked Kamala Harris, who's the president of the United States? Is it Joe Manchin, or is it Joe Biden? You saw how she did the hydraulics and almost went through the screen to choke that brother. She said, excuse me. Joe Biden is the president, and don't you act like one of these Republicans. But, well, you know the tape. You just go look for it and watch it again. That's the same response that we had Ms. Jaquita Rasko respond. Mr. Roy Cooper had nothing to do with the way that the Roxborough police treat people, and if you don't like what I'm saying, you can hang up the phone. That's basically how she felt at the end of the conversation. I said, well, ma'am, Jaquita, why are you getting upset, ma'am? We're doing nothing in North Carolina but minding our business, trying to live in our black skin without getting beat down, shot up, buried 6 feet under. Is there a reason why you're getting upset? Well, she didn't like that answer, and she did hang up the phone eventually. But we got all of that on tape, ladies and gentlemen, and we will be delightful to play that for you on our next broadcast. Right now, we got some laws to cover and a full story concerning legislation. So at the end of the day, we basically contacted everyone, including Mary Newell. That's right, Mary Newell, who is the mayor of Roxborough City. And she looks like, if you Google her, Mary Newell, you can see that she hasn't missed a meal since 1972. That's right. Roxborough has been feeding her very well. So I don't think she's interested in supporting black folks and their rights anytime soon. But nonetheless, we did have to contact her because, after all, she is the boss of David Hess. Next on that list is Brooks Lockhart. That's right, Brooks Lockhart. Brooks Lockhart is the city manager that supplies the funding for these race soldiers to continue to fight and violate our rights over and over again. City taxes of North Carolina, he's the one that manages it. So he, of course, was contacted as well. So it was nothing short of a matter of time, ladies and gentlemen, because we have a paper trail with these race soldiers. They have to release our boy. They have to release our man later on by this evening. Oh, they are going to face charges. That's right. We're not going to let this one go. North Carolina, you are on notice. We're just trying to live our life. I don't know why you feel in North Carolina and South Carolina particularly that you can't let a black man live for nothing in the world. We got to be criminalized. We got to be handcuffed. We got to be killed in the jail cell with no reverence to our life whatsoever. But overall, Roy Cooper, we thank you for letting us know that you don't care about the citizens of North Carolina. We're going to have to make you care. So with that being said, we're going to give you an update concerning our chief of staff and what's been happening so far. But in the meantime, please remember these names because these are the key players of political theater. And I'm going to head that right back to you right now. Today's topic is, what legislation do you want to see passed as a bill? Now, one particular bill that is going on this week is from a woman named Shawana Hughes. We mentioned a little bit about her yesterday, but you're going to hear her direct testimony as we do a roundtable as to what bills, black family, do you want to see passed? Because you know the George Floyd Policing Act is still sitting on the desk somewhere collecting dust. But we're not going to let that happen this year, black family. We got events coming up, especially the March on Washington. That's right. October 16th, save the date, no reparations, no vote. And I see this year, I'm kind of proud of my people. I'm very proud to say that a lot of us Democratic sleepyheads that's been voting blue no matter who, they kind of getting the picture this year. They kind of waking up to the tune that, you know, I don't think I'm getting anything for my vote type of vibe. Well, it's better late than ever, black family. However it goes, by this time next year, we need to have all of the families that already said that no reparations 2023, no vote 2024. Right back to you, National Chairman.
All right. So we're on the Black Power Move tonight, and we got so much on the agenda in the way of political education. We cannot arrive at a respectable political position at this hour without social political education, a respectable social political education. And this is right up and right down to modern times. We, the Black Panther Party, have always been proud of our efforts to secure and to be able to pass on a good Black Panther education. And that's teaching you how to live in the environment here with the peculiar kinds of environmental influences. You need just an extra pep talk to go with your education that you already have. And then that will get you in a position for respect, dignity, and towards our integrity. And this is where we're leaning in the spirit of the Honorable Dr. Adam Clayton Powell, leaning in a direction for dignity, respect, and honor at this hour. And so by going to the mics, we're just going to light it up a little bit. We got a line full, of course, but we're just going to light it up tonight in the name of those that put their hands up first. So we're going to go to 707. We have no choice but to go to 707-333. You're live on Black Power Radio and Black Power.
Good day. Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. I just wanted to get the names of those people. Hey, y'all, it's Double O. I'm here in Vallejo today at my parents' house. I'm just checking in, y'all. I'm so proud of us. We got work to do, but it's going to get easier and easier.
You're at the top of the key.
What is the name of that lady?
Go ahead, Double O.
What was the name of that lady? You said Jaquita. What was
Shawana? Yeah, Shawana Vaughn. And the actual bill that we'll be discussing is Senate Bill 989.
No, I mean the legislators in New York, I mean in North Carolina that's got the comrade and not interested in doing anything, because that's what I wanted to talk about, how we need to update our status and get on the do not detain list. And that's why it's so important to authenticate that birth certificate. Because then what they call
Governor Roy Cooper and Mary and Mayor Mary Newell. Those are the two.
Newell is the mayor. And the city that this happened in was the city
well,
that this
that
happened
again,
to our comrade. The
yes,
the city
this,
that
happened
this happened
this morning. This morning, 10 a.m., he was approached by Officer Lynch, L-Y-N-C-H. I don't know. You can't make this shit up. Any government entity with the name Lynch should not be on any board whatsoever, but I digress. And the other one is Officer Tony Dixon.
And Dixon, Lynch and Dixon. And then what city was this? What city was this in North Carolina?
This was Person County, which he was detained, actually Roxborough. The city of Roxborough, the officers, the arresting officers came from.
Okay. I got you. Because this information that I just was studying, I was a part of this group. Well, I am a part of it, too, called the 0%, and it's a young man by the name of Avery Bay. And he does extensive research. The things I don't have time to figure out, I go to him, and he helps me figure it out. And so a couple of things that I wanted to read to you guys tonight, if I may, have about 15 minutes to just, like Chairman was saying, to have on our Black Power education, is to realize who and what we're really dealing with and who and what we're really up against. Because sometimes we're going after the wrong people, and that's why we're not getting the results that we need, or we're forming
Absolutely.
The wrong situation. So one thing we were talking about last time was how the Asians immediately got their bill and their things passed, and that's because they are a nation. They are known, they are the Asian race, pretty much.
Right.
Now,
and actually, on the second hour, we have that carved out for you to specifically divulge on the steps we need to take starting to correct our status. So I actually wanted you to comment on after. Yes, I wanted you to. I wanted you to comment on Shawana W. after we play her actual bill, Senate Bill 923.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit, since he talked about the education, and just give us a little bit to think on before you get into that, because this information is like, it's kind of mind blowing, and you're going to have to get it in more than one sitting. But I just want to plant this seed so that you guys can start to understand who and what we're really up against. This is one thing that he put out about the Uniform Commercial Code and what we need to do to get all that status and stuff. I'm gonna touch on that a little later. But this first part that I wanted to just expose is this ecclesiastic origin and the origins of the Order of Malta, who started the hospital systems that began to take the mother's afterbirth and turn it to what they called a second spirit. Or a person, when that's such an epiphany or so serendipitous that this brother was caught up in person, North Carolina, because they take your baby's placenta or the afterbirth, and they make it a person. The Roman Catholic Church then makes you a debtor. And you are a dead entity lost at sea, unless you know how to go back and tell them, hey, I'm alive. I'm not dead, lost at sea. I'm a living, sentient, divine being. So with that being said, I'm going to read this to you guys just a little bit, okay, which explains why we have a difficulty with expressing our rights. And then when I do my little speech and my talk about how to authenticate your birth certificate, the steps you need to do, not all the steps because it's a lot. And like we said, we want people to patronize us too and help us raise money and help get a real candidate in this office and in legislation that's going to bring Article 5 to the table. And if you guys are not with Article 5, you ain't getting no black votes. If it doesn't come to the table in 2023, like we're saying, you are not getting voted for. And that's how hard we got to hit them. So basically,
right on.
In the interim, right here, I want our brother that he's on hold in New Orleans. He's an Oakland Panther original kind of guy, and he came down yesterday with from Memphis, and he made it to New Orleans working on auto situation. And he just wanted to say, give a shout out, Big O. You in the house down in New Orleans? Come on, Black Power. He should be there.
Big O, you there?
Right down in New Orleans. Are you there now? Let me see. He should be.
Hello, everybody. Everyone, my brothers and sisters, this is Brother Harrell.
Oh, he's there.
Speaking to you all.
All right.
And everything that. Can you hear me okay?
Yes,
you can. Okay.
Everyone?
Okay.
All right, my brothers and sisters. Yes, I grew up in the Black Panther era. The original ones used to talk to Elgis Cleaver and Huey P. Newton and all of them right there on 96th and East 14th in Oakland, California. And I saw how things turned around once we became more unified and together. We got things done. We made the big high rollers and movers, shakers, and breakers bow down to us because we were not going to give up the fight. And what we need to do is to be more unified. A lot of our younger generation doesn't even have a clue, and that's what breaks my heart the most. And I'd like to also just open up by saying this. I've seen it go, I've seen it at its worst, and I've seen it at a better, higher note to where we felt good about our heritage. And what we need to do is to educate those that have not a clue. We have had so many Black men and women that built this country and made history for the higher ups and all of the supremacists that took it and took the patents and stole from us even more over each and every day. They're gaining, making gazillions of dollars. Like I was speaking to my brother last night when I was about to head out and come to New Orleans and pick up my SUV there. That's neither here nor there. But the most important factor that I have witnessed throughout my lifespan is that they have robbed all of us, patent Black makers, women, and as well as men, together. And they just took it and robbed. It was another rape situation. Hostile takeover. Now they're making gazillions of dollars from our God-gifted talent and studies, hard work, and now everyone that's living in this new world order think it's okay to do. It's not to allow them to continue to rob our men and women. Go ahead, somebody. Hop on it.
All right, thank you. The sisters can pick right up unless y'all want to go to the next mic. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me ask you, is he off of 14th and Broadway, the center in Oakland? Was that located there? I want to know if it's the same one.
Oh, actually, it was located on 96th and East 14th in East Oakland. That, the riot broke out in the 70s. And it broke out on 73rd, and they sweeped all the way into San Leandro, which is 101st. And they call that now International Boulevard, and it used to be East 14th. But San Leandro, where all of the whites lived after 101st, they kept it to this day, East 14th, when they changed everything up. We came up with that. We had boutiques, and we had the Black businesses, and Clem Daniels, the ex-Raider football player, had a liquor store there. They gave him that so he could keep us all drunk. But I was a teenager at the time, but I will share this with you all. The original headquarters was also, and then there was another one in Berkeley. Right. So, but the main headquarters is down there on 96 and East 14th, Oakland, California.
Yeah,
right.
So it was. And just piggybacking off of what you said, when we were organized, when we were all one, like the Asians come in as the Asians, they have us as a black. And I'm telling you, that is not a nation, that is not a people. And that's what so many of them keep denying us. Because we have to have that camaraderie, like, no, this is who we are. And that's why I keep talking to you, Dr. Truth, about understanding the 9 series in our DNA. And I'm going to send you this video because it's very important that we organize and unite under having 9 series DNA. Everybody else only has 6 series. They say you are a genius the more and higher series you have in your DNA. And the melanated people have 9. So right off top, no one can be on our, can judge us, can be a peer in the court of law because they don't have what we have within them. And so this thing says maritime law is about etymology, etymological understanding. Mari is from the Virgin Mary in the Bible. And we also see her depicted as Our Lady Star of the Sea, translated in Latin as Stella. Okay, in other words, the constellation of Mars. See, everything is connected to the planets, and it says so in the Bible as well.
Okay, for real.
That's on Catholic
statement.
Mars homology, or what they call Marology, most of the population have been taught that the Bible is literally, it's a literal reading, but actually it is not. It is an anthology of parables, and when in fact the Bible itself is more of an allegory and spoken in parables. So the whole part of to know that I am for his beginning and my text keep coming in interfering with what it got written here. So the I am is who we are, you and I. Mary and her dual is the virgin on one side representing the age of Virgo and the harlot on the other side depicted by the Vatican. Now, the Vatican as the harlot mentioned in Revelation 17 verses 1 through 2. Who understands Rule 144? Okay, that's in what they call the Euripus, the common law of the land. And I am the law. With the law of water, maritime, admiralty, holy sea law, which is what they got us all trapped and lied under.
Absolutely.
To the Vatican brings on the warship or worship because it is against I am, you and me, the real man and woman, the sentient being, the one that's connected to the great creator. Okay? This is saying for the worship of the sea or the worship or the watership to the land and converting the land into a ship. And that's why if you look at all these courthouse buildings, if you do a drone, which I have done and other people like me, you will see that these buildings are in the form of a ship, y'all. Okay? This is how sick these are diabolical. Yes. But if you check it out, you're going to see I'm not lying. And they make claims to everyone born through their holy sea vessels. Okay? They make a claim on your life. For example, in reality, ships come through the water or a canal to be docked. And meanwhile, the admiral provides a shipping manifest to properly identify the vessel the ship is delivering. The manifest is then certified, which is our birth certificate, a.k.a. its birth for the bank to control the money or currency of that particular land. And in the
I want to divulge the importance of getting your birth certificate. Could you give us a little bit about that we can go to our next agenda?
I'm going to do that later, but I just want to open you guys' mind to what's really, truly going on. So let me get to this, okay, because this is very, very important.
All right, maritime law.
This whole thing, you got to understand this, what these people are doing. The common law of the land, the I am law, oh, God, he's stuck on text, because it is against I am for the worship or the warship against us, against man, or the watership on land, okay, to then convert the land and cover it up that we are not there, but they're coveting us. They're converting the land into a ship and makes claims that everyone born through their holy sea vessels, for example, in reality, the ships that come on water through the canal and to be docked. And meanwhile, the admiral provides the shipping manifesto to properly identify that vessel the ship is delivering. The manifesto is then certified in its birth for the bank to control the money or currency of that particular land economy. In the very same manner, our mother, the admiral, who was the admiral of our life, delivers the vessel, the newborn, through the water canal to the dock or a doctor, which the doc then takes the goods in a manifesto through the birth certificate, registering with parish priests, y'all. That's why I keep telling y'all the Vatican, these priests are the ones that's holding us back, believe it or not. And the Pope has already said that time is up. Y'all got to release the people. Anyway,
right.
Registering
that's
with
the book
priest.
Of, that's the book of
also
Revelation.
Known as
yeah, all of this is tying together. Let's hold on one second. Let's do a roundtable because we don't want to divulge or offer legislation, and this is quite important. We want you to repeat this after we listen to the testimonies of what legislation needs to be on the table. Now, this is one thing that Sister O was mentioning, Double O, is that they operate under maritime law, and that's one thing that you need to we as the public need to look into. I even had a judge on record admitting that she does not operate under maritime law, knowing damn well that they do. And so that record alone will be used to criminalize.
But you weren't in a court of record. That's why they lie, because if you was in a court of record, you could get her oath and everything. But I'm telling you, these courts are not under a court of record. That's why you got to ask for that, too. Is this a court of record? Is this an equity court? Because justice is not for us. They're under a preponderance and a presumption. That's if you knew what justice meant, it means to lie. To lie, there don't let nobody speak. I'm telling you, it's called legalese. All caps.
Right.
They use that those J-U-S-T-I-C and break it down to mean certain things, but they combine it for the ignorant. But those who know their codes and this legalese double speak, you know, it does not mean that there is no justice. That's why I'm tired of us yelling, no justice, no peace. Fuck justice. We don't need justice.
Right.
We need equity. We need equity.
Yes. Well,
and
we need everyone
absolutely.
To be on code. That's what we need, our people to be on code and learn this on a daily basis. So this is why we thank you guys for joining us on Black Power Radio every Sunday and Monday, the most informative radio station that you will ever find on this planet Earth. And we have no vibe without our people, without you, without our listening supporters. So if you want to support the efforts of Black Power Radio, you can go to our website, newblackpantherparty.com, or you could just donate 77 Bakers. That's $77Bakers. We have a lot more of organizing to do and a lot of important dates that we'll be sharing with you before our main event, which will be October 16th, March on Washington. Now, today's topic was primarily about legislation, the Anti-Black Hate Crime Bill. What does that look like? We have several Congress people across the nation. We have Cori Bush a couple of weeks ago talking about $14 trillion for descendants of slaves. Then we had New York Senator Nikki Lucas also drafting a anti-black hate crime version, I believe maybe about a year and a half ago. They discussed it this January. So we do also have some other legislators that have their own bills as well. The point is, it all has to pass. It has to come together. No more delay. No more studying. So right here, fresh on June 3rd, we had Shawana Vaughn, who we're actually going to play her actual video concerning SB 8921, post-traumatic prison disorder. Now, briefing about this bill. This bill is very specific because it focuses on the requirements for mental health services for incarcerated individuals with post-traumatic prison disorder upon reentry and reintegration into society upon release. This is so powerful because every one of us know or have a family member or know someone that is in the prison system. Every single person, I say every black family, has been affected by incarceration one way or the other. So this Senate bill that started out with Shawana, she was actually born in prison, part of the foster care system. So she was a product of the system. But she did not let that become who she was. She discovered who she really was. She wasn't a product of the system. She was just a product just like everyone else that are victim to this society, to this racist society, and feel that there was no way out. And so she found out that's not who she is, and which is why she drafted this particular bill. And this is what I'm telling you. Power to the pen is the most powerful weapon that we could ever have, but we have to exercise it. We have to utilize it. We have to put out pen to paper and protect us through legislation. Am I right on that, comrade?
Yes, people.
Absolutely. In the interim, I wanted to bring something important to your attention. We may have 469. Who's on 365? 469, 365. I'm trying to see. Who we have at 469, 469. I'm hoping 469, going once, 469. I was hoping we'd reach
out. Make
sure
they press 1 to get into the queue.
At 469. We're hoping we are stumbling up on the National Chief of Staff. Did we get the update as to exactly what's going on with the Chief of Staff at this hour? Black Power, did we get that? Okay, someone make a call and see if we can get something going in the interim, and I'll make a call as well. But thank you, and continue with your point aside to have broken it up. We have a comrade that's in captivity, and all Panthers are on alert until we get him returned to his home and family. Thank you, Black Power.
Real quick, may I just say something real quick here?
Okay, say it, sir.
Okay, my brother did 35 years in California. He studied the law while he was there. Upon his getting out, he studied law. He was helping other inmates, and I'd like for you all to share, let him share some of his experiences in the criminal law system. He was able to help get other inmates out. He made worth of his time there. He did not just let time do him, you know. And his name is Javert Siller, and he lives in the San Francisco area, the Bay Area. And he would have some great, great inputs as to what he had gone through and how he did not allow himself to be a victim, and he kept things going. That's what kept him going. Otherwise, he, you know, the suicidal thoughts and all of that, how he overcame all of that. So I just want to thank you for sharing that about the young lady.
What's
that,
his
brother's
name?
Didn't.
What's his name?
His name is Javert, J-A-V-E-R-T, Siller. He works with this black organization in San Francisco as well, and it's all about, he worked in the Scared Straight program while he was there incarcerated. He did several, many great things, and I'm proud of him. He's been out for 4 years now, and he's doing well, and you never know.
All right.
That he had
shout out to Jarvis.
I'm telling you. And we are family members and friends. We are all so proud of him. He was always a smart, sharp student. He went to Elmhurst, and from Elmhurst, graduated from Castlemont High. And I went to Chico State U, and he went to San Bernardino College. And he was a black student president while he was there for his stay. But I'll let you all know, he has a lot of great information regarding the prison system for men that would be just fantastic to I'll let him listen in with you all one Sunday or Monday evening. I guarantee you he could bring some light to those that are still in the dark and not sure exactly what to do to fight up against this beast. Go ahead.
That's right. That's right. And we thank you so much. We got to remember many of our comrades, people that are still behind the wall. They're not forgotten, which is why we're going to reform the prison system as well. So that's why Shawana's bill, as we discussed, will be the highlight to bringing justice and early releases. We're going to have a reevaluation of the whole entire system, however long it takes. But we have to be on code with law and policy. Black power to that.
Yeah. Black power to that. Absolutely.
Black power.
Black power. Black power. Black power. Yeah.
Do we have any other callers on the line before we go to our next segment on the Shawana W. Senate Bill S-8923?
Yes,
National Chairman?
I'm plugged them in. I plugged them in and you all can get right back on point. Let me get them plugged in so they won't be just on the line. I don't know if Brother, the State Chairman is out there. I don't know if he has said something yet or not. State Chairman is right there. We can move on down to 213. Has he said something, what he wanted to say yet? State Chairman, Double R is out there. Okay, we're going to move down to 213.
Oh, yeah,
2134.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Boy,
yes, we
like
can.
Too hot to hold.
Comrade Double R in
Black
the
power.
House.
Black power. Black power.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Black power. Hey, man, first of all, man, thanks for the show once again. You know what I'm saying? Keep it going. It's a lot that we need to know on this. Okay, but at the same time, man, prayers out to Chief of Staff, Brother General. You know what I'm saying? So I just hope that everything could be all right for him, and y'all keep us updated. Okay, now we're going to talk about, I guess the thing that is to talk about tonight is about legislation. I mean, legislation is a big topic. You know what I'm saying? And first of all, it's some hate crime bills. You feel me? And I put an S on it. You feel me? And it's a lot. And first of all, it's a hate crime against these, I guess, America, cut, not giving us reparations. That's a hate crime. And then we can break it down all the way through. But I'm piggyback off a brother with the mass incarceration. I can get to that. Yesterday we was talking about black judges. Okay, yeah, that's true. Yeah, if you're a defendant, you know what I'm saying, a suspect, and we go in front of these, like these crackers do, you know, they got a white judge that sent to them. They got a white jury that took, you know what I'm saying, even if they put 12 in a box. So that's going to have to be on one of them bills as well. But the other thing, though, the resolution at the end of the day, you already know it's Article 5, self-determination. This is from the 1619 Reparations Party. I'm really jumping the gun, though. But going back to why we in these shithole places and everything from these hate crimes that they doing us, is that we need to start telling them, like I said.
We got to wait for the number.
We got to wait for... You know, we want an all black jury. Can you mute yourself, bro?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, we need an all black jury, just like they got all white juries. And now L.A. is all Mexicans, and Mexicans defendants got all Mexican jury. You feel me? But at the end of the day, when we said we get this land, though, because we going for the land, we won't. They got 10 closed jails here in California alone. We want to release our prisoners. And we want to be able to put our own staff in there and stop waiting on you, you know what I'm saying, to try and handle us and go over every crime that was committed, open up every case. We need all that done. We need people to be in there for the parole board to judge them like we judge them, because we're the only one who can give them the agape love to know that who this person is, and we're going to be able to relate. We ain't looking there. It's a hate crime for them to be even judging us. That should be a hate crime, too. Let me finish with that. I yield black. I know we're going to go on later. But I just want to dig on that mass incarceration with the genocide with America and the legislation, man. Of course, you know, Article 5 is the final solution, I mean resolution. But as we come up with these solutions and resolve, as we entwine with these crackers, because when we get our land, we ain't going to be living with them. We're going to have our own sovereign society. But
as we are
with them, we do need to put some bills in, you know what I'm saying, with the S, hate crime bills, S, so we can stop them what they're doing. As far as, I can go to education, medical. I'll touch on that later, you know what I'm saying? As far as the education, let me just touch real quick on that. As far as the CRT, it's a hate crime for you not to even let us know our history. You feel me? Another thing is that these HBCUs is out here, and while we're doing this reparations, why did UCLA get paid $1 million to do a study on us? You know, medical as well, I can go into that. For the hospitals, we need our own hospital for our own doctors, and I yield black with that. Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Those along the line.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 213-407. 213-407, you're live. You're live. 213-213, you're live.
Hey, my name's Omar Baldwin. I just want to say peace and blessings to everybody.
Omar's in the from Los Angeles.
First time caller, first time.
I'm just a part of the movement. I'm underground. I'm doing a little shopping right now, but I'm just here listening, taking notes, and I'm a part of the movement. I got a nonprofit, Utopian Peace. We need our own land. We need our own hospitals. We need our own schools, and that's what I'm talking about, and I believe we can do it. We need a new Black Wall Street, and that's basically what I'm talking about, and I'm just here to promote and progress the movement for us, you know, for us as one, and we need to get our own, and I don't need to say too much more, and I'm going to keep it at that.
Our national chairman, that's, yes, Omar's
Thank you,
our first
Omar.
Time caller.
Can you tell me your region? Give me your city or your region, Brother Omar, city or region you're in?
Los Angeles, California.
Okay. All right. One more for that west side. Put a point on the scoreboard.
Underground.
For the west side.
We underground.
That's right.
The underground.
West side
as
is
we go
the best
to
side.
West
yeah.
side. So see how you ride.
Thank you, guys.
On that west side. Go ahead. We're going to rock 405. You're actually live right here on Black Power Radio at 405-721.
Well, good evening, sisters and brothers. Black with you right here.
Hey. Oh, Sister Joyce is in the house.
In the house. Give it up. Give it up for Sister Joyce.
You know, this is, I really appreciate everything that you guys are doing, and I thank the Lord for bringing me into you guys' path, because what you're doing is really, really, really something our community needs. I think I have two ladies on the phone wherein you were speaking about land. They're trying to take their land from them. One lady, they're doing her so wrong, she doesn't even have room anymore for her to come outside her front door.
I do a pound and a half of ground beef. The
100% mute up. We need a 100% mute up on Sister Joyce out of the Oklahoma City. Come on, give it up
That's
for
her.
Give it up for and mute up. Come on, Black Power.
But if you would allow them to come on now, I do have some concerns about hate crime bill, but I can share that later because if they're on the phone, I would surely appreciate you allowing them to come on and let you know what. And one person is drawing, getting, they're in Texas. Oh, she is, one of them. And a judge is drawing royalties off of her oil property. So if she's on here, Sister Stone, if you're on here and the brothers and sisters will allow, we would like for you to come on and share your information with us, and I'm going to yield back. You're black. Black with you.
Black Power, you there, sister? Let's see. Got to pull that thing back off one time. I gave you zero mic over there, one over there. And if she's there, our sister there with us, let's kill some of your background noise, y'all. Everybody kill their background, and we're going to get one mic out here. I got to go to the other end of the switchboard to pick them up. Well, we got one or two more callers, and we're going to go right back to Dr. Tuesday at 469. We never got 469, 469. We're still looking for you. If not, if we don't have a 469, 365, we're going to run to 510-510-510-314-510. I know you're there at 510-314. You're live on Black Power Radio. 510.
You can call Black to us, 510-510.
Hey, can you hear me?
Go ahead, Black Power.
Black Power.
He's Black Power.
This is Ann Type Carnival from us. I just got back from vacation. When I returned,
all right,
I had...
Mr. Ann, we got to welcome you properly. Welcome to Black Power.
Hey, welcome.
Hey, y'all, my Black Power. Hey. Unfortunately, I got COVID when I came back from vacation, so I'm a little ill, so bear with me. So we are currently working on a letter to all the Black churches and in the forms of getting support for reparations. The flyers for the March on Washington have been distributed, and we're just moving forward. So I just want to give you guys that quick update.
Yeah.
Black Power.
Black Power. Yeah, we got our
flyers. This is a ticket from the town that put out 5,000 flyers and about to get 5,000 more to put the word out for reparations, to put the word out for the Redemption Week, October 16th through 21st of 2023. With no reparations in 23, there will be no Black votes in 2024.
Yes. 9:36.
And thank you so much for the update, our beloved sister. And thank you. And welcome back from your vacation. And Black Power to 9:36 to 6:61. 9:36 at 6:61. You're live. 9:36.
Black Power.
You're
Black
live.
Power. Can you hear me?
Black Power.
Yes,
come
you
on,
can.
Man.
Ah, top of the evening, everyone.
Rising to you as well.
What's your name, Queen? Eartha Stone. I'm the person that Sister Jones was talking. Yes.
Welcome.
Stone like the rock. Solid like the rock.
That's right. Right on. Let's play with the so play with the stones now.
I am the individual that Sister Joyce was telling you guys about, and I am excited about this call on tonight. It is very informative. You know, knowledge is power, and most of our generation needs this knowledge. We must be redirected, deprogrammed, and reprogrammed. How about that?
That's right.
Okay. We own quite a bit of property here in Texas, and I have had attorneys just take my property out of my name and give it to someone else.
That's a no-no.
Our homestead was 55 and a half acres, and a judge took over 33 of those acres, and they have an oil well drilling on that property, and I hold the deed showing that we own the oil mineral rights, and every time I start digging into it, they move it to a new trust. I went to Austin, and I found the account that has way over $40 million in it, telling me that I have to get an attorney to get what rightfully belongs to us. Come on.
Wow.
Shame. This is wretched. This is wretched. Yes. Now, I also want to share briefly and turn the mic back over to someone else. Have a young lady. Her name is Ms. V. DeCore. She's going to be teaching a class on June the 9th, this coming Friday, at 7 p.m. about how to go in, fight tax liens.
Thank you.
Money. The houses have been foreclosed on in the county records that belong to us. and they put it back into the county's system, and they benefit off of it, a dirty bunch of dogs. We need to be educated, beloved, this generation, so that we can get everything that belongs to us. I agree with the all-black jury.
That's right.
Yes.
But, we've been protesting. We've been marching. But it's time to put the signs down. It's time to get up off our knees and put our gloves on and stand in unity together and take back this country and what belongs to us.
Amen.
She said June 9th. What's the email or what's the information for the June 9th talk?
A phone number.
Yeah, can you repeat that information?
Yes. I have a.
What county are you in
number.
Texas now? You in Texas?
It's gonna be I'm in Texas now. Class is gonna be taught at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And that's June the 9th, this coming Friday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. There's a fee of $19, and it's going to be a Zoom call. So for those of you that are interested, you do not want to miss this call. It is not a sales pitch. She has all the information. And she will be sharing it from city to city, from state to state. That 800 number, it's a 1-866-9.
We couldn't hear you. 1-866.
Say it again, Sister Stone.
Okay. 9.
You keep going out.
1.
We can't
yeah, one. I got 1-866.
9.
It's just putting you off. That number is putting you off.
You don't get that number. Shame on you. You don't have to repeat that.
Okay, now for the numerical pure at heart, for everybody back up off your mic a minute, hit your mute button, and I want one mic on our beloved sister in Texas at 9-6. Yeah, 9:36. We want one mic on 9:36. Mic now. Give your number.
Okay. It's 866.
Okay.
9.
I mean, you missed it. Give the next set of digits again. 866. Go from there.
8.
Your phone is going in and out just a little bit in and out. Let's try one more
time.
Black power.
Brothers and sisters, can you hear me? This is Sister Joy.
Yes.
Black Witchy. Now, if she will forward that to me, Sister Truth, may you know I will forward it straight to you as soon as she gets it. As soon as I receive it, you'll have it. So, Sister Stone,
check your text message, Miss Joyce. I've sent it to you. I've sent it to you on Saturday.
Well, sister, I'll hear you.
Just say it, sister. Just say it three times. Just say it three times, and we'll get it. Just a number. We got the 866 part. Just say the number.
849-7174.
There you go. 7174. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Y'all
are
bad ladies.
Give them the time of the call again. On June 9th.
7 p.m. tonight at 7 p.m. Standard Time.
All right. Well, we appreciate you for coming.
Friday, June
9th. Your name, now, what part of Texas are you in?
In Point Blank, Texas. That's up near Huntsville, the big prison city.
We just left Huntsville over the weekend, and there was a lot of love shown. That's Bryan Station up at College Station, Texas. We spent a little time in your region on Saturday.
And we're thankful that you've joined us tonight on Black Power Radio. Don't make it your last time. Come back week after week, every Sunday and every Monday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Set your clocks accordingly and know that you're listening to Black Power Radio at 515-605-9889. As we go directly to Baltimore, thank you so much, beloved sister. Give us your name again.
Eartha Stone.
Eartha Stone. All right. Thank you so much as we go to Baltimore. We're in Baltimore picking up our state chairman in Baltimore at 443. We got our state chairman out in Baltimore at 443 at 820. You're live on Black Power Radio. Chairman Will, how are you?
Yes, sir. Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power.
All of Cody's people are. They got the Huntsville, where the biggest prison system is out there. That is just sickening. We got to change all their names. All their stuff got to come down. I'm really like, wow.
That's right.
Black power to that. Yes, Black power. We have a few thousand Shahadas in the state of Texas because of that Texas system being so broad. They have about 240 counties plus in Texas. And it feels like they had a prison in nearly every other county had a prison in it. And we went to all of them, from Ramsey 1 to Ramsey 2, from East Ham to just the Clemens unit. Clemens unit, they had all the youth, Brazonia, Texas. And we had a central unit in Huntsville. They called that the that's behind the wall. My.
Yes.
So there's so much going
that's
on
it.
There in Texas. We tip our hat and our cooper. Anyone make it through Texas, you can make it anywhere. I'll guarantee you that. With no doubt, as you go to Chairman Will, talk black to us about Baltimore, Maryland, sir. And where's your legislation, sir?
All right, well, as far as Baltimore, I literally just drove around the hood the other day with my granddad. He was giving me, I got to look to the elders. They say they used to live around in the area, because I talk to my grandmother at least almost every day. So she was telling, she was telling me, you know, about the area we was in, some Chinese food. But it looks really bad down there. And I'm pretty sure it's, you know, we pretty much black on black crime. That's what they like
yes.
to call it. And obviously, it needs to stop. I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired of seeing the abandoned houses. I'm tired of seeing my people looking like they can't feed themselves. Because obviously they need jobs. So obviously, in our hoods, in our poor areas, they need jobs. They need a purpose to live. And they don't. So that when you don't know what you're going to eat the next day or even the same day, you got no choice but to go in that corner, go sell something to feed your kids or really feed yourself. I even saw a black man, he looked like he was on some drugs too. He was leaning. I don't know what he was on, but he was definitely high off of him. And
crackhead lean.
It hurts me seeing it. It just makes you want to have a homeless shelter, you know, for the Panthers to run.
Absolutely.
You know, to feed the people. And probably even get some beds for them, help them overcome the drug addiction, and finally start making some changes to probably getting them whatever job they can get allows them to get them off their feet, you know, to keep them in line. But also, as far as legislation, we should be getting everything the LGBTs got, the anti-hate, Asian hate crime bill. We should be getting everything that they had. And for some reason,
and more.
I'm not getting it. And yeah, exactly, and more. it's a lot more anti-blackness here than anti-Asian. We've been getting killed more. Well, since being here, we've been getting killed more. We should have been had it a long time ago. This is supposed to be a multiracial society, a colorblind society, and we still don't got shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes no sense.
May I say
Thanks
something?
I'm
sorry, go ahead. No.
How who we are, and therefore they're able to deny us everything because they're stealing everything that we are. And that's why it's so important that we go back to Kemet and understand that we Talmud created the devils, the white devils, what Farrakhan had been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important that they teach true history, black history, because black history is all history, you know. And until we recognize that we are nine series DNA, don't call us no color, don't call us no more, don't call we are nine series. That's
yes.
it. You know what I'm saying? Until they understand that, we're going to keep getting stuck in the same predicament. But I'm going to blast out this video where the American Association, all the Yale, all the Harvard, all the doctors got together in all the world, and they know this, man. They know this. And I yield black power.
Black power. Go ahead,
power.
Brother Harrell was trying to get go ahead,
yes.
brother.
Right here in Atlanta, Georgia, downtown, and it's called Five Points in Georgia. They are out there like zombies, walking the street. The women are walking the street naked. They're so high on the drugs, and they don't know where the next meal is going to come from, just like the other brother just spoke on. And I'll tell you, it breaks my heart. Though they have people and churches coming to the park down the street from the Five Points train station, but they're out there all day and night until the police kick them out of the park at 11. But when I go down there to go handle my business, my heart just drops and skips many beats, not just one beat. And no one gives a damn. Why they don't give a damn? Because they don't want to help. They want to keep feeding them drugs and letting them stay out. Now, I can grant you a lot of them want to work, but here's the problem. Those that are stuck on the drugs, there are not enough rehab there to help them through, those that choose to. Now, those that don't, so be that. But we have to still help them. But we can't keep feeding them and feeding them without giving them some antidote help. And this is what's wrong with all of our cities, major cities in the slum area or in the areas in which they call Tin Pan Alley or whatever you want to call it, the low bottoms or whatever. It doesn't matter. The bottom line, and I'm almost done, the bottom line is it's sickening. And they're laughing at our strong black men and women that fell down because of the drugs that they put in here in the 80s, and then they got caught up. And, I mean, the strongest man or woman was not able to sustain. They was losing homes in the Oakland Hills, the husbands and wives together for many years until they brought in another tear down. How can I tear your house down? Well, I'll get what? I'll bring in these drugs, and I guarantee you I'll take the black man up out of the house that's doing well, or I'll take the black man up out of the house that is just doing a everyday, honest living job. And that's what it's all about. They have a plan, but we have to turn that plan around and lift up one another and not go against one another. And this turf is not their turf. This is God's earth, and we must come back together. And how do we get that? Is just keep pressing and save those that choose to be saved, and help those that cannot help themselves until they can do better. If it's nothing more, if they have to stay in the program, get away from the drug scene. I know a lot of the big
I wanted to chime in on that one specifically because it's by design. Right here in California,
sure.
You had Ronald Reagan. When Ronald Reagan was president at the time, he shut down at least 400 mental health facilities in the state of California alone. You understand? So
I was
when
there.
He did that, he went Ronald Reagan, he went senile soon afterwards. So that's why by
yes.
design we need to get the land. That's what our 1619 rep is about. It's about getting
that's
that land
right.
that they stole from us so we can build our mental health facilities, part of rehab. So we can't do nothing without that. So you're right on point with that, brother. But it's all about getting that land so we can reform our prisons.
Yes.
We can actually build our own clinics, acute care centers, take care of our
that's
own people.
Right.
And once we do that,
right.
we don't have to ask or worry about what they want to do to us because we already have our own protection. That's how we do
and
that.
And not
absolutely.
Only that, like you were saying, Dr. Cruz, that money, by incarcerating us, they create bonds and securities when you go to jail. And that's what I want to talk to about, learning how to use the IRS to send in what they call a W-4 sandwich or just let them know, like, look, I'm being targeted. These bonds are out in my name, and then the tax needs to be assessed. Because these judges are retiring at $30 million because they keep creating these bonds, these municipalities, these cities are creating
Tell
bonds
it.
When they arrest people every single time. That's why he shut down all those mental health facilities, because that was working
sure.
too much for the people. And they needed
yeah,
to have
the
corporate the corporate entity comes back in, puts you in jail, creates a bond, and they make millions and millions of dollars in perpetuity off of you, and you have no clue.
That's right. Until
you
now,
you can go
Black
to the IRS.
Radio,
every single anybody who's got a case, you can go to the IRS. Tell them
yes.
I'm not an enemy of the state. Please assess this tax. This is out in my name, and the IRS. That's how a lot of people get their cases dismissed too. I'm not even playing with you guys,
uh-huh.
but that's gonna come later in the talk. All right, I
well,
hear what I got.
We're gonna walk through. We're gonna
that's
walk fine. Our people through that method because it's very important that they know the steps to do that. And if you don't do what we tell you on this airwaves, then you might as well just disappear forever because we ain't got time to hold hands for dummies. Right now we want people who are really about it, want to change, who are sick and tired of being tired, and actually do the work.
Yes.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Go to 301 at 682. At 301-682, you're live on Black Power Radio.
Black power.
Black power.
What's up, y'all?
Black power.
Black power. So, what are we doing here for the people? What each individual getting out here in the trenches and getting it in? You know, because I know we a lot of us are. You know, and everything ain't a photo op, so everything don't. You know, we be like word of mouth, you know, like it was in the after African civilizations of old, you know, then it told each family, you know, spread the word around. So that's kind of what
yeah.
we do here, you know. We spread the word around. I'm sure we got individuals from every walk. So we have our Navy, our Marines, our Air Force, and our trenches, soldiers, black guerrilla warfare style. So I'm just here listening in, watching over, and salute to everybody that's truly in the trenches for the fight for the people, and those that ain't going to
yes.
back up when it's time to get down, and those that ain't going to duck out when it's time to throw down. And prayers out for our National Chief of Staff, Brother Azrael. Just stand strong. Everybody's working on the case, and we got we need funds to go into our legal defense fund for cases situations like this, and send that to $77Bakers, $77BAKERS, and hashtag that our legal defense fund, and when it's time for our people to have a human, a big black human shield that will fight back, fight black, then they're going to have to call on us because we're the one. Black power. I'll be black.
Okay.
I have a couple of things I'm working on right now, like the black, well, for one, the Black Power, Black Panther magazine. The new Black Panther magazine is going to be online, and you all can see some fantastic stuff that you might not have known about, you know? So we got a lot of work in these in a short amount of time, you know? A huge amount of work, from George Floyd to Breonna Taylor to on down the line. No stones go unturned, you know? So wherever, right. like I said in one broadcast, we like bloodhounds for justice. And we got the scent, and we hot on their trail. Black power, black power. I'll be black.
Black power, black power, black power.
Black power.
Black power.
And we got our very last call at the bottom. And y'all go straight to your agenda after the 872. Looks like Switchblade or somebody out of the West. That Chi-Town in the house. 872-201. You're live on Black Power Radio. And thank you, Black
Peace
Lightning,
and Black Power.
Peace and Black Power. Switchblade is in the
All right. Town. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's going on
in
Chi-Town?
It was such a beautiful day today, brothers and sisters. It was I had such a surprise today. I was at my school for the local school council meeting, and to my surprise, the senator of Illinois showed up. His name is Willie Preston. He's a brother that was also grew up in Englewood, and he promised our children at the school that he'll buy pizza for everyone because, you know, what our children did inspired him or whatever. I still say it's a tax write-off, real talk. Game, recognize him.
It is what it is. Tax write-off, huh?
I tried to be good this time, y'all. I really did. But I was, to others, I was very hostile towards the questions that I was asking this senator. Like, you know, what is your take on reparations? You know, do you support it? He was like, that is not my... And this brother responded, that is not my priority. Now, number one priority, but if you come up with a policy, I will sign and support it.
Is that right? Well, surprise, surprise. We got something just for him. So we're going to present that to him. So that, for that answer, he's going to get a zero.
Oh, it gets deeper. It gets a little bit deeper because I was going back and forth. This wasn't an easy conversation. Now, mind you, I had a little taste of it when I was at the financial committee last week, right? That was just me being nervous. I'm still trying to send you the information of my video because I did record myself. But even a phone company to this day is messing me over with my services, I think, because of that. But anyways, I was able to meet him. I also asked, well, what are your campaign about? What is your campaign about? He was like, well, I'm trying to help the felons to get an equal housing opportunity. All lives matter. What else he said? He also said that, something about job opportunities for people who have felons. So I have to basically be a criminal for you to represent me.
Jay.
Right.
Okay.
And I told him, and he was like, well, you're going to have this policy, and you got to speak to this person in order to get this and to get that vote. I was like, well, wait a minute. Didn't no one ask us to vote on all these immigrants that came here? And do you know so-and-so name? I was like, do you think any of these immigrants that came over here know who's represented them?
Right. Right.
You know, why do we got to know everything? We got to know everything. You know, just, but yeah, the hostility, right? It was tense. And then, you know, I was pointing out, brother, we've been voting for over 60 years. You telling me we didn't get it right now? I was like telling me something that we the backbone of the Democratic Party. And yet we're still not getting anything. He was like, I understand what you mean, empathizer. And I pointed all this out before he came in there to the other parents and people that was in the conference room with me. Okay? So I already gave him a head start of what to listen to and what to look out for. All right? So they was aware. And when he was about to leave, I said, remember, Senator, no check, no vote. Well, that pissed him off.
No vote. Cut the check.
That part.
That pissed him off. He did a U-turn back to me so quick. Like, give me your policy right now. I was like, I got you. I got you. If you got your info, trust me, it's going to be there. Okay? We already got it ready.
All right.
My people were getting in contact with those people with this, and we will see what's going to happen. All right, and I yield Black on that, Black Power.
Right
one
on, Black Power.
One thing, Black Power, one thing.
Black Power.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, and I got
to
get off.
I'll try to be good this time.
Yeah, stay with it. Stay with me on this, this one, everyone. When after the Vietnam War era, listen, everybody, I watched it unfold. When they came over and they said, oh, these are the good Vietnamese. And then they set them up with homes. They set them up with their own businesses without any vote. What is wrong with that picture?
Oh, yeah. No, they're doing their job. Again, when we continue to vote for the Democratic plantation year after year after Biden told us if we don't vote for him, we ain't Black. Now, whose fault is that? Let's get back on the code. It's never too late to turn back the right way. So let's do this.
No.
Get on
code. No, it's not. I got to check out, y'all. Brother Harrell, checking out. I'll get with you all real soon. I got to go take care of a little bit of business, unfortunately. But I love it. I'll be with you all.
Black Power.
Black Power. Black
Bye-bye.
Power. Remember,
Harrell,
no reparations. Call that, brother. Don't forget.
Atlanta, Memphis, Black Power. Black Power.
Right on, right on, right on. Bye-bye for now.
Now, there is a 10-point program that PATH has been put out since 1966. Just to remind you, and one of our comrades mentioned it again, number 9, it says, we want all of our people, Black people, to be brought to trial and be tried in the court by a jury of our own peers. It's been there since 1966, Black family. To this day, they have turned the other cheek, continue to make undercover Jim Crow laws, such as Mississippi, right, that just had a law passed where they're going to create a whole judicial system for they white folks. That's what they did back in February. It's not too long ago now, folks. So that's why we got to be on code and know policy and legislation to combat them at their own game, create our own stuff. So just FYI on that one. Now, if there is no one there, we want to go right straight to our highlight of today, which is the Shawana Vaughn bill, Senate Bill S-8923. And this Friday, Black family, is supposed to be passed, right? So with the help of National Action Network, Al Sharpton, and Senator Jabari, who actually approved this bill. So let's hear the testimony of Shawana. Now, National Chairman, is the slate clear for our callers? Did everyone just chime in and tell us what their thoughts on the anti-Black hate crime bill should be? All right, well, we'll go right to you. All right, so here we go. So let's give a little background concerning
punishment by death. That's one of them, punishment by death. If you ever do a crime again, it's punishment by death. No questions asked.
All right. So that goes to the oppressor, right? That goes to the elected officials, primarily law enforcement, that heeds to as well. Now, Senate Bill S-8923, it was a bill prior, I believe about 6 months ago, and it was introduced by Shawana Vaughn. Now, this bill specifically, again, is an act to amend the correction law in relation to mental health services. This is the actual bill language that I'm reading. Now, the title of the bill and the purpose is to address mental health needs individuals incarcerated in New York State, with particular focus addressing psychological trauma created or exacerbated by the incarceration system. Now, nobody goes in there with stress disorder. I want to make that clear. We are not born with post-traumatic stress disorder. We are victims of a continued oppressive society in which we have to combat that with protection of our bodies and this is the first step in which it does so. So let's listen to our testimony directly so you can get a feel of the bill, and then we're going to chime in right back to our listening audience.
Post-traumatic prison disorder, Shawana W76337, is out of my own silent tears. I was born in prison, vendor to the foster care system, and went back to Valley State Prison for Women in Chowchilla, California. I don't suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. I suffer from post-traumatic prison disorder because whatever my adverse life experiences were, I could deal with that terrain. Prison is abnormal. And we're talking about mental health. 70 million people are impacted by incarceration, which means that 70 million plus their children and their families are impacted by mental health. If you don't believe me, walk down 125th right now. I am urging the governor, the speaker, majority leader, Andrea Stewart Cousins, Carl Hastings.
And just in case, the governor, she didn't mention, is Kathy Hochul. She's the first woman governor of the state of New York.
The speaker, majority leader, Andrea Stewart Cousins, Carl Hastings, and the assembly. Get it out of the finance committee. That's a stalling tactic. And get it to the floor in the next 6 days. We can't talk about mental health and sit on a bill and do nothing. It's egregious that New York State, I wrote it in Lincoln Projects. I need to pass it in Albany. If it's the only mass incarceration mental health bill you have, I don't understand what the problem is, because the price tag on doing nothing costs more than this piece of legislation.
I'm going to have to repeat that line for her because I think it's very important that we listen in on this particular issue here.
Pass it in Albany. If it's the only mass incarceration mental health bill you have, I don't understand what the problem is, because the price tag on doing nothing costs more than this piece of legislation. I'm urging you, call your senators, call your assembly people, call the speaker, because post-traumatic prison disorder, Shawana W76337, must be passed in this session. Our lives depend on it. If you don't believe me, look at what's happening on the subway. People are not being treated, and everybody deserves to be mentally well. And the people who are most adversely affected by mental health is African Americans and minorities. I need everybody to not be silent. Stand up for something, or you'll fall for everything. It's not enough to show up and give us turkeys when you don't want to give us mental wellness. I beg you and I implore you, don't leave here and not let them pass post-traumatic prison disorder, Shawana W76337, in the state of New York. Don't let Congress beat you. They said we're progressive. Well, let's prove it.
State Senator Jim.
All right, so that was Shawana, and the bill in its entirety, Shawana W, 76337, in short, also called Senate Bill S8923. She made a direct request, and in 6 days, which will be this Friday, June 9th, is supposed to be the day they pass it on the floor. And that's the first step. Now, the co-signers, the supporters for this bill, let me pull this up right quick. We just had one senator who actually supported it, and he is Senator Democrat, 25th Senate District, Jabari Brisport. So we're going to hear a little bit from Jabari, who actually was with her when she made this announcement.
Jabari Brisport from Brooklyn. State Senator Jabari Brisport from Brooklyn. And please give it up again for Shawana. So I have the pleasure and the honor of carrying Shawana's law in the New York State Senate. Some background. You know, I went to Rikers a few months ago to speak with some of the incarcerated people there and really reinforced how prisons, jails, detention centers are the most traumatic and traumatizing places on earth. I spoke with a gentleman who had been beat up by corrections officers, said it was on camera, but when he complained, nothing was done.
Sound familiar, Black family? I know a couple of people, folks that I know, that no matter how much they complain, they know the conditions in there is atrocious, but do nothing.
I spoke with an incarcerated woman who said she has trouble sleeping at night because she knows that sometimes correction officers come into people's rooms. And one time she felt someone touching her back, and when she turned around after waking up, she saw someone leaving the room. And so on top of the physical damage that we often talk about and the physical violence that we talk about that happens inside detention centers, jails, prisons, there is also the mental violence that is impacted. At Rikers, it is reported that 16% of people there have a severe mental illness. Approximately half need some form of mental treatment. Nationwide, over 40% of people incarcerated are reported as needing mental health supports. And over the past 20 years, one of the leading causes of death in prisons was suicide. We do not talk enough about the mental health supports needed for people who are impacted by the carceral system. So with Shawana's Law, what we demand is that the Department of Corrections provide mental health supports for incarcerated people while they're incarcerated and while they're under supervised release. Because when we talk about rehabilitation and when we talk about reintegration into society, we don't need any more corrections officers. We need more therapists. We don't need any more prison beds. We need more mental health beds. We need to make the correct investments into our society, especially in the community where they're locking everybody up. They want to lock us up, but they don't want to help us with the mental health support. So let's put the investments in the right places. And like Shawana said, the New York State Legislature in session and stops voting on things formally at the end of next week. So we are going to do it this week. We are going to bring it to a vote and ensure that there are mental health supports for the people who have to suffer in the most violent places on earth. Thank you.
All right. You heard it. This week, they tend to bring some fire to the rain. So we're going to give you a follow-up precisely on how that happens. If it happens, which I'm optimistic it will, we have Senator Jabari. I'm going to hold him to that attest, to see if this particular bill, this is one of many that needs to go through the cutting room floor. And as it's going through New York Senate, we have every state that has Black people in it, or Moors, or African Americans, whatever you want to call yourself, you know that we are unprotected classes as we speak. We need to start working on the steps on how to have our own bill protecting ourselves on the cutting room floor. And that's where it's all about. So your thoughts on this? We're going to head back right to our national chairman for any comments or questions on this bill. What do we say, Black family? Black power.
Black power.
Do we have our national chairman still on the floor now?
Our Black Power, I'm right here with you.
And you're sounding strong like a nationhood, building brother and sisterhood, fatherhood, motherhood, and each complementing brother and sisterhood. So that's a wonderful thing. Lines are packed, and you can go for what you know, shoot from the hip and your bottom lip to the upper room, Black Power.
Black Power. So this bill on June 9th, supposed to go to Albany. And this is where, after Friday, we'll see what the end result will be. But I'm so very proud of Shawana Vaughn. As you heard her testimony, that she was born in prison, a product of the foster care system. So it doesn't matter where you're from or how were you brought up. When you come to the realization of who you are as the original man, as God's creation, anything is possible. But we must know thyself in order to change the circumstances. So this bill here, and I'm going to read a little bit more of it, we have also alternatives that we want to add to that as well. Now, one of the major processes that in order for a bill to pass is something called an Article 5. And that is what we have presented. On 1percentage.org, if you go online and type in our website, 1percentage, O-N-E-P-E-R-C-E-N-T-A-G-E, 1percentage.org, it has a sample petition there. When you click on it, the petition specifically is pertaining to starting our own governance, 1percentage.org. There you go. And the petition specifically is based on the Article 5 of the Constitution. Now, the Constitution, the way it's written, gives to us, we the people, the power to actually draft our own laws or amend the Constitution based on 2/3 of the vote. So the 1619 Reparations Party is an establishment of governance for the people by the people. Article 5, or the Amendatory Convention, is one of two methods authorized by the Article 5 of the United States Constitution, whereby amendments to the United States Constitution may be proposed by 2/3. That's 34 out of 50 states, if you want to look at it that way. To call a convention to propose amendments which become law only after ratification by 3/4 of the state. Now, the proposed amendments come upon by what you decide, which is why we want for the next couple of weeks our listening audience to chime in on what bill that they would like to see on the cutting room floor. We had one great one. Some says any offender punishable by death, any offense towards us is punishable by death. Well, there is a form that's already out there. And at the 10 o'clock hour, which was Eastern time, 7 o'clock Western, Pacific, we're going to have Sister Double O explain to us the process of correcting your status, starting with your birth certificate. But one of the things that we wanted to mention prior is the color of law form. So what exactly is the color of law form? Section 242. Just briefly, this form is an actual form that's out there right now that is a one-page form, and it stipulates this legal notice and warning towards the offending party. So if you have a case of police brutality, if you've been wronged by the judicial system, or if you have been wronged by your local politician, whether you live in a city, you have city councilmen and mayors, or you live in a county where you have county commissioners or county board of supervisors, as they would state, and then you have your state governor. These are the type of people, along with your assembly person, House of Reps, or Senate, that are willingly participating in a false government, knowing that blacks, we, the people who are descendants of slaves, had never had a piece of legislation to protect us as human beings. That's what Malik El-Shabazz, also known as Malcolm X, was trying to state from the beginning of time. It's not about civil rights, black family. It's about human rights. We're not trying to be civil. Because civil means equal, meaning an equality. Black people have never been considered equal since the Constitution inception in 1776. That document, when it was drafted, we were considered property. But yet, this is the same document that they want us to uphold, to respect, when we on paper are not respected as human beings. So in the color of law form, it has a clause that states Title 18, U.S. State Code 242, and it provides that whoever, under the color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom, willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to the deprivation of any right. And that is the umbrella title of this statute. It's called the deprivation of rights. Privileges or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States shall be fined under this title or imprisoned, not more than a year or both. Title 18 to USC Code 245 also provides that whoever, whether or not acting under the color of law, intimidates or interferes with any person from participating in or enjoying any benefit, I love to see us enjoy some type of benefit, just something, golly, Democrats, the service, privilege, program, facility, or activity provided or administered by the United States, applying for or enjoying employment or any prerequisite thereof by any agency of the United States shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year or both. Now, the last clause that they have on the color of law form is Title 242, U.S. Code 1983. This is the kicker, Black family, is this specific code. Now, this also refers to reparations, which is why reparations, I can guarantee you, is not going to fast forward to us unless we serve these type of forms. Now, the last section, titled in 1983, it states that provides that every person who under the color of any statute, ordinance, regulation, custom, or usage of any state or territory or the District of Columbia subjects or causes to be subjected any citizen of the United States or any other person within the jurisdiction thereof to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, immunities secured by the Constitution and laws shall be liable to the party injured in an action of law, suit in equity, or other proper proceedings for redress. Ha! That key word, Black family, redress. That's exactly what reparation is. We utilize that word restitution or redress when it comes to reparations because that's what it means. It means repairing the harm that was done. And the particular harm was chattel slavery. That particular harm is what the United States is refusing to acknowledge ever since the days of H.R. 40. Now, John Conyers was supposed to pass this since the 70s. And yet, here we're in 2023, and they're popping up all these reparations task force nationwide, and what is their language? They want to continue to study the form of reparations. And we're saying, we're not going to study anymore. I think 2 years with California Task Force is enough to put all of the atrocities in one clean document called the Interim Report. This is a 500-page document, Black families, that has been drafted 2 years ago. It tells you the history of all of the atrocities from housing disparities to incarceration to the Jim Crow laws. This is literally your best history book. It's the interim report from AB 3121 in the state of California. Now, the true kicker is when you look at this color of law form, it states that the deprivation of rights by a citizen, that means it doesn't refer to us, Black family, but what they did put in this clause, it says, or other person within the jurisdiction thereof. That qualifies us now. That's why this color of law form is important, because it actually includes us. The Constitution, where it says the 13th and 14th and 15th Amendment, though it seems like it's giving Black people power or recognition. In actuality, it doesn't. And the most brilliant movie, the movie 13th by Ava DuVernay, literally 10 years ago, I need you to go and watch this movie. This movie tells you verbatim the flaws that the 13th Amendment had when it said that we are duly criminalized, that we are considered slaves if we are criminalized. That's why they opened the loophole and started supporting prison systems, started exchanging the prison systems in stocks. Now all these investors want their money back. So how they're going to get their money back was to fill these jail cells. And that is why you get cheap labor less than third world countries where many products were created by prison inmates, not in India, not in China, but right here in the United States of America. Yours truly. So when you look at this form again, it also states that the immunities secured by the Constitution and laws shall be liable to the party injured in any action or law, equity, or other proper proceedings for redress. That right there, Title 242, U.S. Code 1983. I want you just to Google that particular statute. It is Title 42, U.S. Code 1983. That is the clause, my friend, of reparations. That is the clause that, unfortunately, many of these so-called politicians that have made friends with a lot of these nonprofit organizations, so-called black power groups, black liberation groups, they're going to be served no matter what. This is nothing personal. This is business. So therefore, we're not going to wait for them to decide anything for us. We're going to lay down the law verbatim and make sure that they follow it. As federal, as national agents, we as black people need to change our status. We don't have a nation, black family. Let me repeat that one more again, because our sister Double O is going to elaborate on that. We don't have a nation, black family. Descendants of slaves, we were stripped from our culture. We had our language abolished. We had to force to take the plantation owner's last name. They took away everything that reminded us of Mother Africa, and they placed us in a land unknown to us in which we built from the ground up. They didn't build it themselves, black family. They couldn't even survive a winter unless the natives helped them out. They were cannibalizing each other because they couldn't grow food or they didn't know how. But yet, along these lines, we have lost our authority. We have forgotten who we were. And so that's why we got to get back to the spiritualism of who we are before we understand the earthly duties of who we are, of what our assignments are to be. And so, black family, I just ask you to do us a favor on this solid. When you're listening to Black Power Radio, the information that we disseminate to you, it requires for you to study and show yourself approved. Because as we move along the freedom train, and many of us already have our ticket, you need to have your ticket for the freedom train, because it's going to leave no matter what. It's to study the law and statute, starting out with Title 42, U.S. Code 1983. That is our reparation law. That gives us the power to file in on a federal level. This is a federal document, and it can be used on any level. You can serve it on your city council persons. You can serve it on your county persons, on your assembly, your house, your state governor, wherever the atrocity was taking place, the location. You must know your local governance, because they are the ones that ultimately are going to repay the redress that they know they have occurred. So with that being said, I close that segment and I round back to our national chairman for any questions, comments, and then we go to our sister O right here on Black Power Radio.
mine. Black power. Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Power.
That's it. There's so much work to be done on us. Someone said that the ancestor claims the name. Our great commentator on the stairway frequently lighten it up for us and takes the load, the burden off the individual and distributes that weight of the bulk of it. Now he's living in Dallas. He's got it going swell. So the question is, how do you behave in your face in your face of opportunity? And I'll land there, my mind.
Right on, right on. Thank you, National Chairman. So we're going to go to a quick musical break. One of our change is going to come. And then we're going to circle right back to our Sister Double O for some very important information and steps on how to correct your status. Thank you for listening to Black Power Radio.
Black Power.
October 16th, March on Washington is going to be soon approaching. And so we want you to participate and be there. So save your tickets, start arranging plans, because it's going to be a whole different movement. No reparations 2023, no vote 2024. Black power.
Power, black power.
All right. So now we go to our next segment. And our sister Double O wanted to finish up on the important information our listening audience needs to know concerning correcting your status, achieving your birth certificate. And here we go. So the floor is yours, Double O is in the house. Let's go.
All right. Thank you. Peace and blessings. And actually, I want to say peace and happiness because the more I study and the more I get on this journey, the more that is revealed to me of how much we have been kept in darkness and how much even just the goodness in our souls of wanting to praise our God and say blessings and peace, is even that is just a lie. I mean, it's really deep. That's why I can't wait for this the new Black Panther Party magazine to really launch. I want to be a writer on that to like expose a lot of this knowledge that I'm learning on a day basis. I was mentioning a brother named Avery Bay who has exposed some of this knowledge to me and helped me find these things that I'm researching and speaking on tonight. And so where I left off earlier was just reading about how they created the birth certificate, which is like a registration with a parish or a priest, also known as the county register, for banking purposes with NASDAQ. And the Depository Trust Corporation is called DTC. That's where the money is held. And that's why when these Karens call in on the line when we go and speak on June 29th, and they're calling in saying that their children and their children's children are going to be paying taxes to pay reparations, that's a lie. We need to let them know that we know about the Department Trust Corporation, Mar-Kit, which is also pertaining to Mars and wartime or maritime, that is holding all of us under the most vicious thing that could ever have been done. And that was changing the time frame. One of these bishops, because really we in like 5,000 something, if we really go back to biblical time. But what they did is they took us off of the original calendar and put us on the Gregorian calendar. And I forgot what the name of that real calendar was because I was just so baffled to realize this. And this is the illusion and how they're able to even keep us trapped. And I think this needs to be a part of whatever bill, whatever we come up with. We have to have facts and no more of their preponderances, no more of their fakery, no more of their guises and lies and spells that is keeping us all trapped. Unless you know what you know, because the Bible says my people will not be devoured. My people are devoured for a lack of knowledge. So I hope you guys got your pen and paper ready. Please write down and go Wikipedia, Google, DuckDuckGo, this stuff that I'm talking about, and really do your own research because it's going to take you overstanding this knowledge to get out of their preponderance and their presumptions on us. So like I was saying, we are traded on NASDAQ in the Department of Trust Corporation and the stock market or market, maritime. Now, ask yourself the question, what do banks do? Consequently, they direct the flow of currency, just as the river banks direct the flow of the current. All states are ships. And so when we enter their de facto federal religious courtrooms, we enter the dock on their holy war ship. And like I was telling y'all, these buildings are made into the shape of ships. They're ships on land, on dock, under maritime admiralty law. This is why they ask you for your docket number, a.k.a. case number or indictment number.
Now, can I ask you, there is a wordplay with the word currency. Does that something having to do with maritime as well?
Right, and that's another thing, the fiat currency, because they're in control of that. This is the whole system that they got us under the guise, that they have us blinded. Like, we fought a war. We got freed from slavery. We are independent from supposedly the crown, and we're independent from slavery, supposedly, correct? But like you were mentioning, the 13th Amendment kind of really gave us all our power. But then it was the 14th Amendment that trapped everybody, even the white man. And it's really, really, we got to go back to Kemet, and we have to go back to understanding how the white man came to be. Okay, we are not humans, Dr. Truth. I don't want you to ever call me a human, because the etymology behind H-U stands for ivory or white. They was created, those humans, to worship Seth, which was one of the bad gods, okay? He was the night god, the night rider. He wanted chaos and destruction. And the Phoenicians, the African or the black Phoenicians, and now they want to act like the Greeks took them over and they weren't never black, but they were always black. The Phoenicians helped create them through the gene washing. Right. And I mean, it goes back to ancient Kemet, and we got to know that knowledge, and they don't want us to know this. But they were created off of our genes.
Yes, we're the original man. I believe when they said they found the bones of Eve, that this particular bone had, I mean, the DNA that they extracted had the genome of every person, which solidified that was the bones of Eve. So they say. But I found it interesting. What stuck out with me was the fact that they said that this gene was found in every type, every phenom. So that's why I believe and confirmed that we are the original man, that we are the ones that God literally took from the dust of the earth and blew the breath of life in, which is why our brown hue came from the dust, from the ground. It wasn't pale. It wasn't a light comparison, but everything is biblical, is origin from who we are. And we have been
those bones like 3,500 million years old, and then the Neanderthal is supposed to be only 6,000, because that was the genome that was mixed to create them. And that's what I mean. Like, okay, I digress a little bit, but I'm glad you asked that question. So back to the fact of these corporate souls and how the ecclesiastic origins of the corporate soul. And so I had gone to Wikipedia and got this little ecclesiastic origins, and it says that most corporations are soul corporations. Oh, God. People keep calling me.
S-O-L-E. Yes.
And it's male. Let me get back onto the page I was. People keep calling me, and I lose
well,
my...
Well, you're kind of important, lady. I mean, that's what happens. You're busy.
Thank you.
Rocking that info. But I want us, if you can, pinpoint also the steps for obtaining your birth certificate, because this is the first step that we request for anyone who wants to start on the path of correcting their status. What's the step for them to obtain that? You mentioned it briefly on past shows, but we'd like for you to reiterate that first step.
So the first step will be to go on to vitalstatistics.gov. Vitalstatistics.gov will have all of the states of our nation. And you click on your state, and it's going to have a form for you to get what they call the long form or the certificate of live birth. Okay, some states call it the long form, and some states call it the certificate of live birth, birth certificate long form or certificate of live birth.
Okay.
And you want to print out that paperwork on that website, fill it out completely, and the instructions will tell you to get it notarized, because they want to make sure that you are you, because this is your title, you know, first in line, first in time. Whoever holds the title is the true owner. And so once you get that back, you're going to go and send it in to your Secretary of State to get authenticated. Some states don't do authentications anymore. They just do what's called an apostille, which is fine. And then you're going to take that and go to travel.gov and type in authenticate my marriage license, authenticate my birth certificate, and it will tell you the exact address in Virginia that you need to mail that to. Okay, so travel.gov is the second step after you get, or actually the third step after you get it apostilled. So order the birth certificate, get it notarized, get it apostilled, Get it authenticated. And when it comes back authenticated, now you are the true holder and title and entitled to all your full faith and credit is what it will say on there. You were also right then. Now, this is why I really love what we're doing, because a lot of people say you need to also disassociate from the United States Military Corporation and not be a part of this Democratic and Republican parties anymore, because those are also de facto. And we have never even actually established the United States of America, the Republic. And if you guys remember when Obama was leaving office and he had that speech and he said, well, the end of the Republic never looked so good. Does anybody remember how he opened up his speech? Because I'm telling you, they've been trying to end the Republic for a long time, keeping us ignorant, never keeping us correctly in school. In the public schools, if you go to private school, you learn this stuff. If you go to the rich uppity schools, you learn this stuff and how to get a TDA account. And I'm going to get to that next. So once you get that birth certificate back, and while you're waiting for it to come back, this is the fourth step, or it could be the second step while you're waiting for the apostille to come back and the authentication. You will then go to the government, IRS. Well, it's not even a government. It's a corporation, IRS. And you will get an EIN number for your trust, okay? Go to irs.gov and click on attain an EIN. And on the EIN section, there are several type of EINs you can get. You want to click trust. Because if you look on that money, it says, in God we trust. This is how you get out of everything, is you want to click other. And you want to open up an express trust, okay? This is also in the UCC code that the only acknowledged as their own, as a person or a legal entity, is the express trust. Once you get your express trust set up, that will allow you also to get what's called a 9-8 foreign grantors trust, because technically we're all foreign. We are not United States military complex citizens, even though that's what they presume and assume you are until you do what we're doing now by correcting your status and standing up and saying, no, I am a Californian, I am a Mississippian, I'm a national. And so we are going to correct our status as American nationals by doing this. But also when I was telling you about that 9-8 series EIN number, because this is how the Rockefellers and all of them live like kings and queens. Because if you read these laws in that UCC code, your signature is what allows these corporations, even our government, to function. When you sign for a ticket, or when you sign, that's why they want you to acknowledge in court that you are that ens legis, because they create a bond and a security in your name, okay? A court docket, a manifesto. That's why I was trying to read and explain to y'all all this merchant sea law bull crap that they have all presumed and assumed us into. So I know I've said a lot so far, but if you guys can understand and do your research on those five steps I tell you, get the vital statistics record, get the apostille at your state level, get your birth certificate authenticated. When your birth certificate comes back authenticated and you have set up those two trusts, the 92 trust and the 98 trust, the 9-8 trust is very hard to get, because some people don't understand that you have to let them know that you are a foreigner and that you have ties to, I just tell everybody you can use Nigeria, because I do have a foreign trustee that will help you also pass what's called the court test, because they want to make sure, like if you ever have to go, if you die all of a sudden or you go into probate, they'll make sure that in order to take your land or take your property or put it in probate, they will do that. But if you have a trust set up, especially a 9-8 trust or a 92 trust, and what a lot of people are doing, but this is way advanced, is you're going to end up killing that ens legis and taking your whole name and your estate from the Social Security Trust Administration, and you will begin to administer your own trust. But that's further down the line. And you will also set up a TDA account. And you guys can start doing this right now anyway. I implore everybody to set up a TDA account. That's what Trump was talking about, because all debts, if you read, it's called The New Money Deal that Franklin Roosevelt and the treacherous Congress of 1936 put us all in, 1933, 1936, and 1939. They set all this shit up, and they took away the gold and silver out of every man and woman's hand and put it into the United States Treasury that then got ate up by the Federal Reserve banks. And it was a time when our money had, that S sign had two lines through it, because the money would say this is full legal tender and backed by gold and silver. And at any point, you were supposed to be able to go to the U.S. Treasury and get your gold and silver if you needed to at some point. Well, enough of them people died out, and they didn't, and everybody forgot about that bullshit that they did. Excuse my language, but they did, and they put us all in debt slavery by creating fiat currency. Okay, back to this maritime stuff that the Holy See controls, the bankers, and it's all connected to the Vatican and these 9 or 12 families. I was going to read off their name. Oh, thank you, God. Here go the name of the families if y'all want to know, but we'll get to that on another one because I want to be brief. I don't want to overwhelm y'all.
Yeah, so you gave us pretty much the 5 steps. If you repeat that 5 steps one last time, because I want us to get this in our dome piece. This is very important. Let's hear that one more time.
Yeah.
Sister Double O.
But the main, what I'm, okay, so you want to get the vital statistics. You're going to go to vitalstatistics.gov. You're going to find your state. Click on your state, and you find the form for it. Get my long form or get my certificate of live birth. You get that form printed out. You fill that form out. You get it notarized, because the instructions will tell you for each state. It may be a little different, but I'm pretty sure almost every state wants it notarized. Once that's done, you mail it in with however much it costs. You get your birth certificates back. Then you're going to, and you can do this for your marriage certificate, your divorce decree. All of those are securities. All of those are money that you can use to fund your trust. And that's another thing. Also, go on to IRS.gov, get you a 92 Express Trust, an Express Trust. You click Trust, and then you hit Others. And it's going to be 92 Express Trust. Is what you want to type in there, other, and type in Express Trust, ExpressTrust, and Express Trust. Then we're going to be having the knowledge on how to get the 9-8 trust, but just know you need to get that. You can also go on IRS.gov, and there is a form. I mean, there is knowledge on the IRS manual on how to get a 9-8 trust, because you actually have to call in for that one, because it's a foreign grantor's trust. This makes you a bank. And if you know anything about the Federal Reserve banks, their governors allow foreign grantors or foreign persons, which is what your trust will be, to become a bank. After you do that, you're going to take your authenticated birth certificate and your trust information and put into the county recorder, which is what is known as a ex officiato, okay? Or you can go to the church parish. That's why I keep telling y'all that the church is so important. But really, you want to keep it on the county level, because once the county gets it, they send it out to everybody anyway. It's public record. And you file what's called a declaration trust minutes, because your trust is private. You're going to end up creating your own trust, saying that my trust is going to be set up to do this, and all the money that I acquire, I want a certain percentage to go to help black children become legislation or become lawyers, whatever you want your trust to be. You do whatever you want to. We're not sheep. We're God. We're divine entities. You think of whatever you want to create, and you go create that through that trust, okay? That's not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country, because that's what time it is. That's how they started the library system. That's how the Rockefellers got the Getty Museum and the Getty this and the Getty that, because of trust.
I hear that right. That's what they do.
Nobody,
they trust.
Yep. Nobody can touch them. Nobody can tell them what to do, because when two or three agree in my name, so shall it be. And they know that. Okay? But I said a lot. That's enough to get us started. Just try to research on those things, because the most important thing is when you go to the county recorder's office, you look up Minnesota Rule 220 and just copy the middle part where it says, I am of age majority. I am not dead, lost at sea. I am of age. I'm not a minor, because they got us all written down as minors, wards of the state, until you express yourself and you let them know you are not their chattel property and that you are a live, sentient being. You're not dead, lost at sea. Okay? And that's the most important step, is filing your trust declaration, the county recorder of your state where you live. Once that, because you also, I mean, I'm going to have a more, as we go through this and more talks, I'll have more paperwork and things that we'll post up for us to see, where you're going to also file what's called your statement of information in your fee schedule, because everything is a contract and you have the right to travel. You don't necessarily need a driver's license unless you are a driver. And look up the word, what driver means in Black Law Dictionary. It means someone who is paid to drive others around or to take cargo or goods. When you rolling by yourself in your car going to drop your children off or going to do what you do, buy groceries, and you get stopped and pulled by over by the police, you can tell them, I do not choose the contract. I am traveling in my private capacity. Okay, I'm not a driver. I'm a traveler, and that those two separate words are going to let them know what you know, and they don't want a contract with you, because you can also say, well, here's my fee schedule. Take a look at this. And that's what they tell you once you get to this status. Roll with a copy of your fee schedule and a copy of your authenticated birth certificate, so they know that you're not no normal chattel slave individual. You're an owner of this mother. You feel me? You own them, public servant.
On item 21.
You heard?
We just played a city council. That's our next segment before we turn off. So I want to say thank you again for your five-step set. And we're going to reiterate this next week as well, because I want everyone to chime in and call in as to what steps they took. Now, based on your advice, we already started the process of ordering our certificate of live birth. So I'm excited to await that process. And that's why I want everyone to know these steps, because it's important for us ultimately for the new government.
Yeah, because they're so dirty nowadays. I went to the county recorder's because they didn't give me my children's birth certificate like they used to when I was born. My mom got it in the hospital or something. I had to go down to the county, pay $30, and then it was only the state side. It only had one set of my QCIP numbers. It didn't have the left side, which is the federal. So that's why you want to go to Vital Statistics, so you don't waste any money. You get that whole complete, all the records, all the numbers where your estate is tied to.
Right on. Right on. Thank you so much. Such valuable information. And we usually would have a segment with our chief of staff with the 7-8 current laws and knowing your rights. But they tried it, and they detained our brother. So we're going to get some more information concerning our chief of staff as well. And give you the update on what's happening with these race soldiers in North Carolina. So our last segment that we want to cover is city council. Now, if you haven't heard, Black family, in Sacramento, they had a whole press conference concerning the crashing of the Proud Boys that decided to enter into the homeless council meeting. I believe it was on, if I'm not mistaken. And during the homeless public comment portion, they were holding signs of what they deemed to be anti-Semitic. But I want you to listen to one city council in which they allow certain terminologies concerning us as a people.
A $50,000 donation from Julie Wainwright, bitch of animal welfare, but she does understand that I, an animal, want you to recommend that council action not to approve the $50,000
because I want it waived because I'm a motherfucking corrupted politician like you. Then dealing on item 9 about Los Angeles housing nigger department that don't provide housing, shame on you. How dare you report a recommendation when the goddamn mayor was here on her presentation doing shit for the continued consideration why up a 20th Street, motherfuckers can't get a home, homie. That is disgusting. And then we go to item 11, another communication for LAHD. Fuck you, for the record, in collusion, fucking attorneys that signed these waiver fees for them. Collusion, dumbass. Then on item 14, another LAHD. That's the reason why I talk to the people.
Mr. Herman.
Or the people. Just continue on a physical impact statement to lie to the American people that this is just a dream. No, 40 USC 1983, dictator. Fuck you for the budget. And then in my last, fuck it, let's go to non-gender public comment.
Los Angeles, I work with the end.
All right. So that was a pretty colorful testimony from Armando Herman, who regularly uses that word over and over again. This is not his first city council meeting.
And abuse their right.
So let's go on to the second.
And from that podium, it's a shame that the day after people who abuse those rights in this way. So I apologize to the members of the public who had to be exposed to that.
Okay. Thank you for your apology.
I'm Greg Harris. And I'm founder.
Hold on.
The Lift the Gift Community Foundation. In Los Angeles, I work with the unhoused regarding tiny homes and liaisoning social services in needed areas. And I mean, that threw me off. I came in here to say something else. I mean, I didn't even know you guys allow stuff like that in here. It's like that N-word, man. That one, that's a hard one. I mean, I'm thrown off. I can't even talk to you. Because y'all allow this dude to say that word up in here like that? What the way people doing, people on the street over that word right there? Like I just told the officer, I came up, I'll give him 400. And that's not a threat. That's not, shouldn't be allowed, man. And then you're just talking about the African award stuff. I'm gone.
And
so that was Gerald, who actually he said he had a nonprofit to help housing the homeless. He was so bothered by it because a lot of people don't attend city council as often. So it's a culture shock. But I've been there for the last decade, like I said, 10 years. I've been dealing with council issues. And I've been you're hearing that since the last decade. And yet I made reports about it. And this is the response from the city council president after Gerald showed his discomfort hearing that word.
And unfortunately, it's not us that's allowing it. It's the federal court orders that relate to public comment that are compelling us to allow it.
Did you hear that, Black family? I think I'm going to repeat that one more time now.
And unfortunately, it's not us that's allowing it. It's the federal court orders that relate to public comment that are compelling us to allow it.
So who's the federal? We're talking about Congresswoman Maxine Waters and all them Black congressional caucus that says calling us niggers in the city council chambers is free speech and the federal government compels them. That's his word, compels them to use that word. Now let's go to another city council, which we have mentioned before, in Sacramento, where the Proud Boys also express their concern on how they feel about a certain race. But the end result is much, much different when it comes to anti-Semitism. Take a listen.
And for weeks now, a man identified as a member of the Proud Boys has made racist remarks at Sacramento City Council meeting.
It has caused leaders to take...
First of all, this is a newscast covering the atrociousness of what happened at Sacramento City Hall. I don't hear any type of news concerning constituents using the N-word towards us.
And for weeks now, a man identified as a member of the Proud Boys has made racist remarks at Sacramento City Council meeting.
It has caused leaders to take the meetings online and then evacuate the chambers. ABC 10's Monica Coleman is live from City Hall this morning with what happened at the City Council meeting last night.
Well, the meeting opened with the mayor encouraging the crowd to hold up signs that read, love, not hate, rather than just... disrupting the meeting if the Proud Boys return. There was also a message from a Sacramento poet. The meeting did not go off entirely without a hitch. The man known to be a member of the Proud Boys dialing in at the end of the public comment, the crowd shot it, the man down. Before the council meeting, city leaders met under a banner reading, not in our town, condemning the anti-Semitic remarks made in recent meetings that sparked a confrontation in chambers last week that caused the meeting to go on hold.
It does not matter which group is being singled out on any given day. We must all stand together. We invite all of you as well to stand in solidarity with us. It says love, not hate.
I need y'all. I need to stop right here because we're actually going to cover this entire story concerning the art of public comment. But the religious leaders in Sacramento that did this press conference, we're going to name all eight of them, yes, and their bios, because these are the leaders that we're going to be sending the letter to, as our sister Ann Davis mentioned, a letter to the churches letting them know, starting from the Archdiocese, the Roman Catholic Church, the Vatican, which is the mother of all racist religions, that used our black bodies to build every single stone and fiber of their temples. It was through chattel slavery, and it's on record. So with that being said, we're going back to the head of corruption, which billions of our tax dollars have gone through to this Roman Catholic Church. So they came out in droves because Daryl Steinberg, who's the Jewish mayor of Sacramento, felt so offended that he decided to have a press conference with the top religious leaders of Sacramento. Stark difference, black family. Stop the hate, they say.
Invite all of you as well to stand in solidarity with us that says love, not hate. Love, not hate.
Love, not hate. And she's probably going to quote Martin Luther King right after that, I'm sure.
Last week, we talked with council member Lisa Kaplan. She says the city council is honoring the man's First Amendment rights. She wanted to say that what the man is saying is vile, but they do have to respect that he gets 2 minutes of public comment.
So, Monica, is this guy, we don't know his name, I guess, but is he just randomly out of context getting up in public comment and just saying things that don't have anything to do with the meeting? Do we know?
It seems to be that way. It seems he's just up there spreading hate, and nobody really understands where his motive is or why he continues to do this each meeting. But the mayor is encouraging the community to stand together and that they have to, unfortunately, stand through this.
Oh, please. The mayor, Daryl Steinberg, that makes sure black families don't get housing, that same mayor, Daryl Steinberg, urges the community to stand together. What hypocrisy, black family, that we got to go through. But you know why they keep doing this? Because, again, we're not filling up these political spaces. It's like our local city council is like kryptonite to us as black people, which is why when they look at us, they have something called the roach syndrome. The roach syndrome, if anyone's seen a roach in their lifetime, what do you do to that roach when you see it? Do you go and pet it and say, I'm going to name you, I'm going to buy a cage for you, I'm going to feed you so you can multiply and live a happy life? No, black family, that's not what we do here. When you see a roach, what you want to do, you want to step on it. you want to exterminate it. You want to get rid of it as quickly as possible, especially if it's a pregnant roach. You want to go, mm-mm, not today. But that's how they view us. When they see us, for some reason, our melanin triggers them so much that they want to find every possible way to exterminate us, to jail us, to kill us. And what do? We say, okay, thank you, can I have another? By not stepping in these political spaces, by not studying law and legislation, by saying, yeah, let's take it to the streets without any legislative backing. Oh, let's continue to keep voting for these fools, or let's continue to support this system. That's why they continue to do this to us, because we have not held them accountable until this year, Black family. Oh, yes. It's a different season right now. It's a whole different ball game, because a lot of us have now waken up. And I'm so proud of many of our seniors, too, have been going on with the okey-doke, teaching our kids, you know, just get a good job, baby. You know, our ancestors, you know, they fought for our right to vote now, baby. Don't, you know, disrespect that now. Well, I say to you, Grandmama and Grandpapa, now, love you to death, but I need you to sit down on this one, please. No, our ancestors did not die for us to vote. They did not die for us to vote for white supremacy year in and year out without accountability. No, they died for our freedom. For our freedom. They died so we can have a humanistic eyes set upon us rather than just property. They didn't die for us to stand in these lines and Sambo with these Uncle Toms. No, sir. They told us fight or die for freedom. Freedom or death, that is our motto. And somewhere along the line, Black family, we have lost fire. We have lost that fire. But you can't kill the revolution in entirety. You can kill a revolutionary here or there. But the revolution itself is burning bright, brighter than ever. And our young people are going taking wind as they haven't taken before. They've been waking up in year 2023 where they haven't been waking up before. So there is hope. There is a change in the air. As we say with Sam Cooke, a change is going to come. And when it's here, Black family, are you ready to take the next step and start rebuilding our communities with what reparations or restitution or redress that is going to be offered to you? Have you prepared your statements? Have you done your due diligence based on your person? Now, you know, when reparations come down the pipe, everything requires registration of some sort. Now, your registration is how you put your family lineage together, how well organized you put your atrocities together, because every single one of us who are descendants of slaves, that includes me as well. I am a descendant of the good ship Desire. That's right. In 1636, William Pierce decided to take 11 people from the Caribbean, before it was even called Haiti, right into these here Boston Harbor. And from there, my ancestors were just referred to as Desire on the census. So my slave name, Desire, is what I'm getting my redress for my family. But it's not about me. It's about us. We all got to do the same work. We all got to register ourselves and look into our lineage and put it nice and neat for a presentation when the time comes. If you haven't done any of that, as we speak, in the last month or so, that we've been talking up to the steps, and our sister 00 just repeated the 5 initial steps to take, start as of yesterday. Don't procrastinate, because this is not a time for
spectators anymore. This is not a time for jawjackers or tap dancing around the issue. These are revolutionary actions that you must take right now, Black family. I can't stress that enough. So with that being said, we're going to round off with our closing statement. So we return back to Mike to our national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar. Welcome, Black Power Radio.
Black Power, Black Power, we still on the air?
Yes, Black Power, we here. We just waiting for experiments.
Well, might as well keep the ball rolling because he's been on the road, you know? Could be stopping to get gas or anything right now. But tell us more about what you were saying, Double O. Is this a Switchblade?
Hey. Yeah, the TDA account is the next step. Once you guys get that part and the trust set up, and you go and put the declaration of, you don't want to give them your whole trust because it's public record. You only want to put the declaration of your minutes with the county recorder. And you're going to go to TDA, which is Treasury Direct. Excuse me, not TDA, but you're going to set up a Treasury Direct account, and you go to TDA.gov, and it's going to give you an account, but it's going to tell you that you have to be verified and that you need to print out Form 5444E. But in 2020, they changed it to just Form 5444. You print that out, you read the instructions, and it's going to tell you to go to your bank, which I set up a Fidelity account. And Fidelity is what holds all the CUSIP numbers for what I was telling you about, the left side and the right side of that birth certificate. Uh-oh, hold on. What happened?
We got mommy duty. Not only is she a revolutionary, but she's a full-time mommy. So we
do that Treasury Direct account because that's so important. You can even set up an account for your children, and you can send in what's called a WABEN to the school district and direct them to send, because everything is a public debt, okay? I know this is some new stuff. People can't even believe that this exists, but this is how the white people have been doing it. When their children turn 18, they express themselves. They let the government know, no, I'm age majority. And they get their minor accounts, which is loaded because their parents knew how to go into the public side and direct them to send everything back to the U.S. Treasury. And it's biblical. I'm telling you, everything in that Bible, if you really and get an understanding of what I'm saying, where you give a gift, it's given back to you twofold. The U.S. Treasury is going to lace your Treasury Direct account two times fold. If you ever bought a house, if you ever have like a car note, you wanna find out who the indentured trustee for that corporation is by going to SEC, to the, you know, the Security Exchange Commission, and you type in, you want to find out what their 10K or their 8K report is. Every corporation has to file a 10K and a 8K report form. And you know who an indentured trustee is? Usually it's Wells Fargo, okay, a bank. And you direct them, hey, I've never been paid. I've never really been paid.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my 1099-C, and you direct them to send your gifts into the Treasury or send their 1099-C into the IRS and into the Treasury, and you also send them instructions that this is my Treasury Direct account. Any res, which is the money that you paid into them thus far, send it to the Treasury as a gift. The Treasury is going to double up that money. Or my name ain't 00. And I promise y'all, it's more to this riddle. I'm just dropping the seed so this knowledge gets in your head. But it's just like someone said, oh, did you see that new Mercedes-Benz? And you probably ain't never seen it. But after somebody tell you about it, then you start seeing that Mercedes-Benz everywhere. I'm telling you, y'all.
Right.
We're going to get being opened up to this new life. You hear me? Mm-hmm. With or without reparations, we're going to be fine doing these steps. I guarantee you. But that's also
that's
what's
right.
going to give us the nation building to make sure we get our remedy from all of this suffering that our people have gone through. Because we're in the land of milk and honey. This is the promised land and the promised time.
I hear you.
That's right.
Sincerely.
Black power.
Sincerely.
Right on.
Black power. But I love y'all. I got my mom and dad is mad at me. I ain't even really visit with them. I got to get my children on back to sack. So I'm going to have to bow out gracefully, but I love y'all.
Before you go, sister, may I say something, please? And
yes,
I know you got to get babies. I know you got, because I got babies around here as well. But listen, now, I know knowledge is power. You dropped a whole bunch of it on us tonight. But we're going to have a review or something because I just could not, I mean, I copied down as much as I could, but if you could do it, can you do it again? Let's do it again.
Yes, we will. We will have more talks
Every
like this.
I want to bring
some
more. I want to invite
the
people on
to give you the
right
planetary
on.
Power back, and you'll own nothing and control everything. That's the way to do it. We're going to talk about these things. Okay.
Right, and then Power Radio is on Blog Talk. You could actually rewind and listen to this. That's the beauty of Blog
Talk
Radio. Yes, Blog Talk Radio. You could always rewind the show and listen to the steps over and over again. That's the beauty of Blog Talk Radio. It's there forever.
That's what I'm talking about.
Black
Thank
power.
You. Thank you
yes,
so much,
ma'am. Black Power.
All right. Happy. Love and happy.
All right. Peace out. Thank you, Queen. And we look forward to seeing you next week as we reiterate the steps on how to clear your status. That's right. So everything concerning the ruler and the people, as our 00 have mentioned and many of our people, everything is biblical, Black family. It starts with the spiritual knowledge. So we're going to go to Deuteronomy 17:18-20, where we're going to see how governance really rules our lives, even at the beginning stages of AD 1 to now. Deuteronomy 17:18-20. It says, "And it shall be, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book, out of which is before the priests and the Levites." And in this case, the priests and the Levites are so-called these politicians out here. Number 19, "And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes to do them. 20, that his heart shall not be lifted above his brethren, and that he shall turn not aside from the commandment, to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel." Now, Black family, in short, this literally is telling us as the Black man and the Black woman how we are to establish our governance. That means we need to write down the law in the book and to present it and live by it. That's what we're doing. We're not listening or kowtowing to what's already established. We're actually creating our own path. And that's long overdue, long overdue. So we do want to have one last point to make before I get off myself when we're leaving in about a few minutes. I want to remind you of our 10-point program, our 10-point platform that has stated exactly what our purpose is, what our mission is. Now I got to get this military sound back. Number one, we want freedom We want power to determine the destiny of our black community. Number two, we want full employment for our people. Number three, we want to end the robbery by the oppressor in our black community. Number four, we want decent housing fit for shelter of human beings. Number five, we want education for our people that exposes the true nature of this decadent American society. We want education that teaches us our true history and our role in the present-day society. Number six, we want all black men to be exempt from the military service. Number seven, we want immediate end to police brutality and the murder of our black people. Number eight, we want freedom for all black men held in federal, state, county, and city prisons and jails. Number nine, we want an all-black jury and a trial in the court to be held by peers of our own, as defined not by the Constitution of the United States, but by Article 5 only. Last but not least, we want land. We want bread, housing, education, clothing, justice, and peace. With that being said, black family, that is our 10-point program that rings true to this day. So please join us next week on Black Power Radio, and where we will be discussing the update of the Senate Bill 98923, also known as the Shawana W. 76337 Bill, Post-Traumatic Prison Disorder. The bill that's supposed to protect persons in incarcerated spaces with mental health resources. Man, this is exciting because it's one of our own that's going to be pushing this bill. So we will keep you updated and posted as we creep up closer to our Sacramento, California Task Force hearing, June 29th. This will be at the Howard Hughes Auditorium. Let me pull this up right quick because I want to give y'all this information. Our comrade Double R, I believe, has sent, yesterday had disseminated the information concerning the task force. And so, here we go. The task force hearing will be held on Thursday, June 29th in Sacramento. And the actual address is Comrade Double R, still on the line. If you can, give us that number as well.
Yeah, I'm here. Hold on 1 second.
So we want you guys, if you're not able to physically be there,
ready?
To call on in. Yes, sir.
The toll-free number is 844-291-5495. Once again, toll-free number, 844-291-5495. And additional, it's a participant code. The code is 3968101. I repeat, the participant code is 3968101. June 29th. Call in, start calling at 8:30 a.m. L.A. time. I yield back.
Right on. Thank you, Comrade Double R. And it will be at the March Fong Yu Secretary of State building located at 1500 11th Street, First Floor Auditorium, Sacramento, California, 95814. Again, if you're able to be there in person, the address is 1500 11th Street, First Floor Auditorium, Sacramento, California, 95814, the March Fong EU Secretary of State Building.
This is the last straw, Black family. This is the last hurrah. So we are going to push forth with 1619 Reparations Party as the official governance for our people. So we need you to continue to sign the petition. Spread the word. As Big Money Griff would say, spread the word on what you heard. And we have to get everyone on board. So when we head to March on Washington, October 16th, that we will be full, able, and ready with the knowledge and the power and the forces to make a statement. But more importantly, Black family, it's many parts to this moving machine. And each one of us is important in gathering and disseminating information. So don't think there's any big I's or little U's. We all have to do it together. And together we shall be victorious. So I thank you again for joining us on Black Power Radio. And while we fish for our national chairman, we'll just play another ditty. And Black Power to all.
Look, just topped it up with Farouk. Look, just topped it up with Farouk, he been down 10. I clowned him, then found gems in his profound sense of self-awareness. But this system ain't the best. He made some careless decisions, but through it all, he ain't cared. He learned from it. You know, that 25-piece sentence don't usually reap repentance. He turned from it. Yeah, praise the God of man. Later, I would share how we got labeled because most of our neighbors ain't making a lot of there due to their circumstances. Hope y'all get food from every verse I'm saying. Yeah, and though we grew up modestly, we couldn't recognize an olive tree and burn the branches. No peace offerings for fear of you. Where I'm from, if you speak softly, then they bury you. And though my lips were fairly loose, y'all, I rarely use any methodology most of my colleagues were married to. You know, last first, ask questions later. If she a co-liver, don't favor, only chase your paper. You get a favor from your neighbor, you indebted and can't waver. What he has decided, your head like a taper. Oh. Vicious ways produce vicious plays. Reminisce on being suspicious on Christmas Day. As hell, I figured, if Kris Kringle knew my partner, then he had no pops, then why would he stop out of block and never say? The master of ho-ho-hoing folk, especially those Jehovah knows that don't have throwing votes. I'm stuck in waters where those with X and Y chromosomes can never make enough up alone to top their own abode. I'm from where bullets hot as hell can make a holy home. I'm from where snakes will wish you well before they throw a stone. I used to watch Willy Wonka and hope he would sponsor a golden token loan for every broken home that I would roam. I wish I had a mobile phone to hit the shore and live in. They feel the spirit in my bone and say that he is risen. I know the selfish life known as Billy Lurkin on my tablet, which then already established the fact that it was written. And it is, but most don't fear God. That's why my hood out here catching bodies like chair squads. I give a mere nod to those who appear on doing sincere jobs and being different.
To the Black man. Jesus is Lord. I'm out.